The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara mentions a principle of hoil, hoil of imikli archim, since guests may arrive, which means that we've been learning the whole parak about the Takana Derabanan that the Chachamim instituted Erev Tavshilin, which means that if Shabbos is chal the day after Yontif, so that Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, and ordinarily it would not be mutter to cook on Yontif for another day, so in this case it would not be mutter to cook for Shabbos. The Chachamim instituted that if a person starts cooking before Yontif, on Erev Yontif, what's called Erev Tavshilin, then he may continue cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. Question is that that's a takana d'rabbanan, which would not help for the issa d'raisa of cooking on Yontif for another day, which is of course an issa d'raisa. So on that there are two answers in the Gemara. Rabbi says this idea of hayil. Hayil means since it's possible that guests may arrive yet today, and they may want to use the food, so it would come out that I ended up cooking for today, not for tomorrow. So since that is a possibility, so therefore in Hatayra, it's mutter to cook for Shabbos. And Midrabanan, they wanted a person should have a hacker, so therefore they instituted the Erev Tavshilin. That's the derech of Rabba. And Rav Chisda says another derech that he holds that the halacha is that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, it is in fact mutter to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. In any case, we have here a concept of hoyo, which is the way most Rishonim Paskin. Taisus Mpsachim Daf Memvav says that since the only hetter to cook on Yontif for Shabbos is based on hoyo, it's only going to be mutter to cook at a time when it's actually possible that guests may arrive. However, if a person wants to cook all the way at the end of the day, right before Yom Tov is over, such that there's no time left for guests to arrive and partake of the food, it would be aser. Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you because you're going to have an issa d'raisa of preparing, of doing a malacha on Yom Tov for the next day. That's what Taisu says. The Rosh and the Tur leave out this halacha of saying that it's also to cook at the end of the day. The question is why. So the Drisha, beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, says that the Rosh and the Tur hold like Taisvis and Erevin Naflamet Chesam and Aleph, the second teretz over there, B'Shem Diritzba, which is also Taisvis Dabbez and Mabez and Beya, that Taisvis says, the Ritzba says, that there is no Isser Hachana by Bishul. Bishul is not considered a major improvement on a food, so there's no Isser Hachana. That's what the Drisha brings over here. The problem is that Taisus is only saying that regarding the Isser Hachana. There's a special Isser Hachana, which the Gemara talks about earlier in Be'ah, Daf Be'ez and Be'ez, called Hachana Deraba. That special Isser of Hachana, Taisus can say that that's only by certain types of Hachana, not by cooking. Fine. But here we're talking about an Isser Malacha. Taisus over there could hold like the Rishayim who pass like Rav Chisda that you don't need a hoil for the malacha. The malacha is anyways mutter from Yontif to Shabbos. His only problem was hachana, so for that he could say Bishul is not a real hachana. However, this is not going to help us in the Rosh, because the Rosh himself, Msachim, Paragimel, Simon Vav, Paskins like Rabba, just like the Rif does. That means the Rosh holds you need to say hoil. So you're back to the original question. Why is the Rosh not saying that it should be asur to cook at the end of the day? Additionally, the Taisus HaRosh and Erevin says clearly, not like the Ritzba, so he doesn't hold of that whole teretz. So we're back to the question. Why did the Rosh and the Torah leave out this Chiddush Din of Taisvis that it's also to cook at the end of the day? So we can say an answer based on four points. Point number one. The Rosh says, this is also a Taisvis, both of them, at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, that one can be Mekayim Sudas Yantiv in Taisefes Yantiv. If you add on to Yantiv earlier, before Yantiv begins, you can be Mekayim Sudas Yantiv. The Rishonim say there that mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, Matzah, Arba Kaisis, etc., you cannot be Mekayim in Tosefes Yontif, but regular mitzvah Sudas Yontif, you can be Mekayim in Sudas Yontif. That's point number one. Point number two, the Rosh and Brachas, Perek Zayin, Siman Chav Gimel, says that this that we have a mitzvah, a chiyuv to eat pas, to eat bread on Yontif, is based on the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. It's not a different mitzvah of Kavod or Einig, it's simply the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Okay, so now, if we put these two things together, it comes out that the Rosh is saying that you can be Mekayim Simchas Yontif in Tosefes Yontif, because he's saying that the Chiyuv to eat a Suda is because of Simcha. anything you could be Makai Masuda in Tosefes Yontif. So clearly the Rosh is saying, if you put these two points together, the Rosh is saying that you could be Makai Simchas Yontif in Tosefes Yontif. That's the first two points. Now we come to the third point, is that the Rosh and Brachas Perek Dalet Siman Vav holds that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif is Deiraisa, not like the Shittas Haramba, but the Rosh holds it is a mitzvah Deiraisa. And now we come to the final point, which is that Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel L'Psachim Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph say that the heter of Eichel Nefesh, this that it's mutter to cook on Yontif for Yontif needs, is based on the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. That the Torah is allowing us to cook in order to be Mekayim Simchas Yontif, to be able to cook our Suda. So now let's put it all together. Since the heter of Eichel Nefesh is based on Simchas Yontif, and we know that Tosefes Yomtiv, as we just saw, is considered Yomtiv Midairaisa, according to the Rosh. And the Rosh holds you could be Mekayim Simchas Yomtiv during Tosefes Yomtiv. If you put that all together, it comes out that even at the end of the day, you should have Hoyel. Why? Because even if you'll say that the moment I finish cooking it, the day is over, so Yomtiv is over. But it's not really over, because you could have Tosefes Yomtiv. Just like this Tosefes Yomtiv at the beginning of Yomtiv, this Tosefes Yomtiv at the end of Yomtiv. Just like by Shabbos, this Tosefes Shabbos at the beginning, Tosefes Shabbos at the end, just like by Yom Kippurim, as the Rambam says. So therefore, the Rosh L'shitasai, based on all of these halachas that we mentioned from the Rosh, comes out that he will hold that it would be mutter to cook at the end of the day, because I can eat it even after Yom Tov is over, so long as I'm still holding in Tosefes Yom Tov, as long as I don't make Havdalah, it's still considered Yom Tov for me. And that would be the Heter. Tosfos disagrees with the Rosh. Why? So, I don't know for sure, but you could say that he argues on one of these four assumptions that we said. So, we can go through each one and see which one, but that would not be very difficult to say that the Yisrael Machlek is in at least one of these points. So, that's what we could say, Pshat, and Machlek is Taisus and the Rosh. Now, what's the halacha regarding this din? So, the Mishnah Berurah, beginning of Tavkuf Chavzayin, says that one should be nizer l'chatchila, one should be careful to finish his cooking early in the day, so that he would have hoyel, meaning he's going like Tosfos, not like the Rosh. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that, at least on Yom Tov Sheni, when the whole Isser to do Malach is in any case only the Rabbanon, so then it would be mutter, in certain cases, to rely on the Rishonim, who hold that you would be allowed to cook even at the end of the day. Either because they pass, like the Rishonim, they pass like Rav Chisda, that Tzarchei Shabbos Nasav Yontif, even without Hoyel, or because of maybe what we're saying, the Rosh, even though he passed like Rabba of Hoyel, still needs room to be makled based on Tosefes Yontif. The Shabur doesn't say that specifically, but maybe that would be included in what he's saying. However, there's a little bit of a stira, of a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah, because in the Mishnah Berurah he's makel b'shas hadchak on Yom Tov Sheni. Means in case of great need, one can be makel. In the Bir Halacha, after he has a long discussion about it, he ends off that you can be makel on Yom Tov Sheni le'es hatzairich. Le'es hatzairich just means that you have some need. It's not nearly as serious a need as shas hadchak. Those terms, es hatzairich and shas hadchak, are not interchangeable. There are different levels of need. So there's a kasha here in the Mishabur that he changes from Esatzarech to Shasatchak. I don't have an answer on this. Tzarchin. However, according to the way we were explaining the Rosh, it could be that it would only be mutter to be makel even b'Shasatchak and Esatzarech only when the food would at least cook within 2 hours, because the Dakei Moshe and Reish Tamachalov brings Rishonim who say that the Shir Tosefes Shabbos is 2 hours. 2 60-minute hours, meaning a total of 2 hours, and beyond that there's no Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif. So it would come out that if the pshat in the Rosh is that you do need Hoyel, and the point is that it would be ready within the Tosefes Yontif if the Yontif is over, meaning if the basic Yontif is over before the seventh Yontif is over, but that would only extend to 2 hours. So if somebody, for example, wants to put up a cholent on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, and he puts it up right before Shkia, and let's say the cholent takes 4 or 5 hours to cook, it's not going to be Roy L'Achila within the allotted time for the Tosefes Yontif. You would not have these Rishonim to be Soymach on the Rosh on the tour. All you would have is the Rishonim who paskin like Rav Chisda, such as the Baal Amor. I'm not sure if that would be enough to be Soymach on even Laisat Tzorich and B'Shas Hadchak. But a simple Eitzah would be to put some food into the pot, which would cook quickly. You put in some potatoes in your cholent, the potatoes are not going to take 4 hours to cook. So even though there's other food in there, and the other food will take longer, but that's already a situation of Rebbe Bishiurim, which in many cases would be mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.